All right. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the meeting of the Commerce and Gaming Committee. It's January 18th, and our purpose this morning is to have a hearing on House Bill 1859. Let's see. Since the bill is mine, I am going to hand over controls of the meeting to my very capable Vice Chair, Representative Wicks, and she's going to go ahead and do our announcements about how we run the meeting in this virtual environment, and then we'll get the staff briefing and away we'll go. So welcome, everyone, and glad you could be here. Rep. Wicks.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have heard many times, but just a reminder that today's meeting is being recorded and is being streamed live on TVW. Before we get started, we'll go over some guidelines pertaining to our virtual meeting. First, you must be recognized by the chair before speaking. Second, if members wish to speak or ask a question or provide comment during the meeting, please use the raise hand feature in Zoom. If you still don't know where that is, I'm worried for you, but it's located at the bottom of your screen. Although most of us have more problems remembering to unmute, please keep your microphone muted during the meeting to avoid background noise or other audio disturbances, and only turn on your microphone when the chair calls upon you to speak. And don't forget to mute yourself again once you've finished. Lastly, this meeting will be presented in active speaker view for the public. So if you're not muted and there is noise coming from your microphone, you will display as the active speaker. So I'll open today's meeting with the public hearing on HB 1859 concerning quality standards for laboratories conducting cannabis analysis. Staff, will you please brief us on the bill?
Thank you, Madam Vice Chair and Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Peter Clodfelter. I'm staff of the Commerce and Gaming Committee. House Bill 1859 relates to quality standards for labs conducting testing of cannabis products. The bill would implement recommendations from the Cannabis Science Task Force and a report the task force submitted to the legislature recently in December of 2021. The bill contains three areas of related changes that I'll quickly summarize, and it relates to creating an interagency coordination team, number two, requiring the adoption of laboratory quality standards, and number three, making related appropriations beginning in fiscal year 2023 from the dedicated marijuana account. First, the bill would establish an interagency coordination team for cannabis laboratory quality standards, and this would consist of three agencies: the Department of Agriculture, the Liquor and Cannabis Board, and the Department of Health. The Department of Agriculture is lead agency of this coordination team and would have to provide administrative support, although all the agencies would be required to provide support as well. The interagency coordination team created in the bill would coordinate among the several state agencies that are participating on policies and actions related to cannabis lab testing lab quality standards. And the team would also advise the Department of Agriculture on implementing cannabis testing lab standards. Lab quality standards are described in the bill in section one as the elements used in the evaluation of a product's compliance with established product standards. And lab quality standards consist of approved methods, method validation protocols, and performance measures and criteria applied to the testing of a product. The second thing the bill does, in addition to creating this interagency coordination team, is it would require the Department of Agriculture to establish cannabis testing lab quality standards in agency rules that testing labs would be required to use when they test cannabis products. So cannabis testing lab quality standards under the bill have to, again, include these approved methods for testing cannabis for compliance with the product standards that are adopted by the Liquor and Cannabis Board and the Department of Health under current law. The lab quality standards also have to include method validation protocols and then performance measures applied to testing cannabis products. Lab quality standards created by the Department of Agriculture would be used by labs, and then they'd also be provided to the Department of Ecology for use in the lab accreditation process. The bill does not change current law regarding the transfer of accreditation from the Liquor and Cannabis Board to the Department of Ecology over cannabis lab accreditation. That's currently scheduled to occur July 1st, 2024. That was enacted in House Bill 2052 from 2019. And again, that schedule is not changed by this bill. The last thing the bill would do is it allocates funding for the dedicated marijuana account beginning in fiscal year 2023 to provide funding to the Department of Agriculture, Liquor Cannabis Board, and Department of Health to implement lab quality standards And the specific appropriations amounts are $315,890 to the LCB, $780,000 to Department of Agriculture, and $777,000 to the Department of Health. And those are the primary changes in the bill, Madam Chair. Happy to answer questions. Otherwise, that concludes the staff report. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. Are there any questions for staff? All right, hearing none, we'll now hear from the bill sponsor, Representative Kloba. The floor is yours.
All right, good morning, everyone. For the record, I'm Representative Shelley Kloba, very proud to represent the 1st Legislative District and proud to be the chair of this committee. If I can kind of look back just a little bit, around 2019, we became aware of some problems in the testing of cannabis in our state, and that there were some labs who were inflating the results of certain of the elements that they were testing for, because that was more favorable to the processor or producer. And, you know, this is a problem. So when I think back over it, this bill itself is really about three things. It's about fairness, it's about truth, and it's about integrity. And so, you know, the situation that I described with the testing labs that were, you know, cheating, let's frankly call it what it is, that's an issue of fairness, ultimately. The integrity of all the labs is called into question if you can't trust what some of the labs are doing. And so I think finally, in order to have a really high quality and safe market, it's key to have the elements that are listed on the product packaging are truthful. So solution to that problem was that the Cannabis Science Task Force was formed back in 2019. And the bill you have before you today, as Peter so succinctly described, is coming out of the recommendations that came from that work. And I really want to express my deep gratitude to all of the people who have lent their time and talents to working together on that task force. So essentially, just as a reminder, it creates quality lab quality standards, and it requires the labs who are doing the product testing to be accredited, and provides the funding for that work for the agencies to do a collaborative effort. And so just in summary, the product in the package is only as good as the labeling outside, and the labeling outside is only as good as the lab that did the analysis. So this bill makes sure that all labs produce valid, credible, and accurate results, and I urge your support. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the bill's sponsor? All right, hearing none, we'll move into public testimony. We have 4 people signed in to testify. Each person wishing to testify will have 3 minutes today to speak. Please take note of the timer on the screen when you're added to the main room for testimony. As the first person is called up upon to provide testimony, I'll also call the names of the persons on deck to testify. And when called upon to provide testimony, the following will occur. Staff will transition your Zoom connection. During that time, your connection will indicate that you are rejoining the meeting, and you may experience a slight audio disruption for 2 to 3 seconds when that happens. After staff transition your Zoom connection, please turn on your audio and video and clearly state your name and organization for the official record. We will start with Annette Hoffman, followed by Kelly McLean. Hello, welcome.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning, Chair Kloba, Vice Chair Vix, and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Dr. Annette Hoffman, and I manage Ecology's Environmental Assessment Program, which houses the Laboratory Accreditation Unit. I also serve as the chair of the Cannabis Science Task Force that was created in 2019 by House Bill 2052. I'm here today to testify in support of House Bill 1859 because the Department of Ecology has a vested interest in the success of this legislation, as accreditation authority will transfer to us in 2024. The current accreditation system lacks standardized procedures that are not only necessary to apply Ecology's accreditation program, but also are needed to improve the accuracy and consistency in testing results. The Cannabis Science Task Force focused on creating recommendations for standardized testing protocols. However, it also recognized that there were critical implementation steps needed to realize the benefits of those. This legislation accomplishes two of those implementation steps. The bill would create the interagency coordination team with the requisite expertise to evaluate requested changes to testing protocols and make recommendations for adaptations needed in rule to accommodate the evolving industry. Without this team, many of the key recommended testing protocols would not be able to be implemented. Ecology also supports the provision in this bill that transfers the authority to the Department of Agriculture to adopt rules for the cannabis testing protocols. The adoption and the maintenance of these protocols in rule provides the baseline information that our accreditation program needs to evaluate the labs. It also allows Ecology as a future accreditation provider to avoid conflicts of interest by remaining independent from the coordination team. In summary, this bill provides for two of the three recognized implementation steps necessary to launch the Department of Ecology's future cannabis lab accreditation program. It provides for necessary cross-agency cooperation to solve a difficult accreditation problem that does not have the typical federal support. Thank you very much for the opportunity to testify, and I'm happy to answer any questions you may have.
Thank you so much. And next we'll have Kelly McLean, followed by Ryan Black.
Good morning. Thank you, Chair Kloba and members of the committee. For the record, Kelly McLean, Legislative Liaison at the Washington State Department of Agriculture, here to testify in support of our joint agency request to establish a new program for cannabis lab standards. For background, as was shared by the staff report, many of you paved the way for this bill in 2019 with House Bill 2052, which created the Cannabis Science Task Force, headed by Ecology, and it included all of our state agencies, WSDA, the Liquor and Cannabis Board, and DOH, as well as private sector laboratories and experts. The goal of the task force was to evaluate the state of the science for chemistry and microbiological analysis of cannabis products and propose recommendations to fill those data gaps and support the transfer of the laboratory accreditation program from LCB to Ecology by 2024. The main problem that our bill is looking to address is that federal standards for cannabis testing do not exist. Ecology's robust laboratory accreditation program is based on those types of standards for drinking water, solid waste, toxic substances, and others. It's difficult for an agency that's tasked with accrediting a lab to both set the standards as well as do the accreditation. And after more than 12 months of conversation between the affected agencies as well as the science task force, it was determined and recommended that due to WSDA's status as a non-regulatory agency in this arena and our expertise and years of work in laboratory analysis for both chemical and microbiological contaminants, as well as in the cannabis space, WSDA would be the appropriate authority for setting lab standards for cannabis. The task force also recommended the client or interagency cooperative team that was mentioned, and it was pioneered by USDA to collaborate and appropriately share scientific information with regulatory agencies. Again, the task force recommended that the lead on this should be WSDA, but that it should also include scientific staff at the Liquor and Cannabis Board and Department of Health due to their required regulatory roles in cannabis industry management. Science can only inform policy decisions if that science is being produced and vetted as implementable within the regulatory structure. So this proposal includes both the laboratory standards and interagency approach, being primarily led by new scientific staff at WSDA with rulemaking authority, as well as interwoven regulatory responsibilities and interagency client staff at science staff at both LCB and DOH. We appreciate you hearing this bill and moving us one step closer to uniform laboratory standards for cannabis and eventually increased transparency and consumer protection in this regulatory space. And I'm happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We'll have Ryan Black when you're ready, and then Chris Thompson.
Looks like I'm having camera issues. Is it okay if I speak without video?
Yeah, if it's not working, that's fine.
Okay, sorry about that.
No worries.
Good morning, Chair Clova and members of the committee. My name is Ryan Black, Deputy Legislative Director for the Department of Health. Thank you for considering House Bill 1859. The Department of Health is the state's regulatory authority of medical marijuana in Washington State, and this includes the administration of the authorization database, licensure and regulation of the medical marijuana consultant certificate, and establishing standards and products that may be beneficial for medical use. While this bill is at the request of the Department of Agriculture and the Liquor and Cannabis Board, the Department of Health worked closely with these two agencies, along with the Department of Ecology, to develop the lab accreditation and testing model proposed in this bill. We are very appreciative of this collaborative partnership and the wealth of knowledge that our partner agencies have brought to the table. Patients who use medical cannabis look to the Department of Health to ensure medically compliant products do not include unknown compounds or chemicals that may be detrimental to their health. House Bill 1859 will facilitate these safer products by helping to establish cannabis lab requirements that will ensure that all labs are held to the same standards and testing rules. The Department of Health will participate as an active member of the proposed interagency coordination team, providing feedback and subject matter expertise on quality assurance standards relating to products intended specifically for medical use. This bill will help ensure that the medical community is not left behind as product and safety standards continue to evolve. Department of Health's medical cannabis program is dedicated to ensuring their products are safe, quality tested, and accurately labeled. House Bill 1859 supports this effort. Thank you, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. Seeing no questions, we'll move to our last testifier, Chris Thompson. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. My name is Chris Thompson, here representing the Liquor and Cannabis Board and strong support of House Bill 1859. Would like to start with thanking the chair for agreeing to introduce this bill and also to Representative Chambers for signing on as the first co-sponsor. We really appreciate that. This legislation is the culmination of a number of years of effort around providing more robust quality standards for the cannabis testing labs. Testing labs form a vital part of the infrastructure of this industry. Products cannot get to market without going through the gateway of this network of testing labs. And to better serve industry and our licensees, as well as provide strengthened assurance of quality standards for consumer health, safety, and confidence, we need to upgrade this system. And this bill will do that. After a few years of discussions, as Kelly McLean and others have mentioned, we have a new plan for implementing testing lab accreditation standards. This is an unusual multi-agency partnership, and I'd like to thank all the agencies involved for their contributions to this effort and for their support of the legislation, as well as the associated budget requests. We deeply appreciate the collaboration from the Departments of Agriculture, Health, and Ecology, and look forward to working with them if we're able to secure your approval this session for the new direction outlined in House Bill 1859. That concludes my remarks. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much. Any questions? All right, seeing none, thanks to all who testified. For the record, we had 8 people signed in not wishing to testify, all signed in pro. We will now conclude the public hearing on 1859, and I'll turn it back over to our chair, Rep. Kloba.
Okay, thank you very much. Well done. I have, we're only 20 minutes into our meeting, so we do have some time. However, next week, this week, we are doing some executive session And so we'll be hoping to pass out some bills. So this is a great opportunity for us to go to caucus. Democrats, you have your link to a caucus room. Mr. Ranking Member, do you have any similar direction for your members?
We're not going to be caucusing since we're down a member and losing a member here shortly. So we are good to go.
All right. Well, let's see. Just as a foreshadowing of events, on Thursday, we will be hearing House Bill 1710 with the Cannabis Commission bill. And on Friday, we will be doing exec session for 1668, which is the expanding the LCB regulatory authority over cannabinoids. So, all right, so those are the things, among other things, that we're going to talk about in our caucus. So let's see, seeing no opposition, we will go ahead and adjourn.